Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I get started with this sermon, I just want to acknowledge that as many mothers as there are in our congregation, there are also that many experiences of Mother's Day, and that although for many this is a very happy and celebratory day, for many of us it can be a very painful and sorrowful day. There are some of you here who this is your first Mother's Day without your mom present with you and your grandma. There are some who struggle to have children, and there are just a variety of experiences of Mother's Day. And so wherever you are, please know that you are being held in my prayers, and that you are being thought of, and that God holds you in God's love and care as well. So today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and every single year on this Sunday, we read the 23rd Psalm, and we read a few verses from John 10, where Jesus talks about being the good shepherd. Every year as this psalm comes along, I like to just randomly ask folks what some of their favorite passages of Scripture are. And without a doubt, overwhelmingly, Psalm 23 comes up over and over again, both among people in our congregation and as I'm out in the community. My checker at the grocery store, I asked her if she had a favorite Bible passage, and she said Psalm 23. I think there are some reasons for this. One, it's probably one of the most familiar passages of our entire Scripture Bible, maybe this and John 3:16. If no one knows anything else about the Bible, I think they are at least familiar with those two passages. And so I think that the familiarity of it is often comforting. It can be a balm for our souls in challenging and painful circumstances. So often we tend to think of the 23rd Psalm at the time of death or as someone is dying. It's often used in funeral services and memorial services. And as I've thought about that this week, I've thought about the other prayer that we often pray in funeral services, where that God who comforts us would help us to comfort others. I wonder if one of the reasons that people so often choose to have the 23rd Psalm at their funerals is because it has been a comfort to them in so many times and circumstances that they want it to be a comfort to those who are at their funeral service, that they want to comfort others by this psalm just as they have been comforted by it throughout the many times in their life. This is a beautiful psalm of trust. And I think even more than death and dying, this psalm has a lot to say about living, and that this psalm is about life and the God who carries us and walks with us throughout our entire lives. This beautiful piece of poetry reads like a confession as it opens by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." God being our shepherd is a very common image that we find throughout Scripture. In another psalm, it reads that God is our shepherd, that we are the people of God's pasture, and that we are the sheep of God's hand. This is a lovely image that we find often throughout Scripture. And I believe that Jesus knew this psalm and that he prayed it often. And that as he is talking to his disciples in John 10, he's hoping to conjure up some of the images of Psalm 23 in their hearts and their minds, that Jesus is using Psalm 23 to help his disciples and maybe to help us understand more fully and more deeply who he is as our shepherd. Jesus, our shepherd, leads us and provides for us and cares for us. Jesus provides for us by giving us rest, by sheltering us with his presence, protecting us with his love, and leading us in his goodness. Truly, our shepherd provides for us, and we lack nothing in God's love. Now, one of the things that we've gotten really confused about in our culture is distinguishing between wants and needs. They're two very different things, but we often get them quite confused. But truly, in God's love, we have all we need. But we forget this because we become so accustomed to providing for ourselves, and we often trust more in our own abilities than in God's love to secure our lives and our future. And too often we are driven by greed instead of need. But day by day, God provides us with all that we need, food and drink and shelter. Perhaps one of the things that we can move toward is letting go of our greed, that we can refocus our priorities and learn to distinguish better what our wants and our needs are, and then let God provide for us. God, our shepherd, is with us every single step of our journey. We are never, ever alone. Sometimes it feels like we are, but we are never alone. Because Jesus, our good shepherd, walks with us in the midst of every trial of life, including the valleys that we endure of extreme darkness. There are places of deep troubles and fears in our lives. That's part of what it means to be human. But even then, in those dark valleys, God is with us and protects us and comforts us. I think it's important to hear that just because we are one of God's sheep doesn't mean that we are going to be steered away from troubles and trials and tribulations. In the Revelation passage for today, every single one of those people in heaven worshiping God had endured trials and pain and heartache. So our shepherd doesn't necessarily steer us clear of dark valleys. Instead, our shepherd walks with us through them. There is not one dark valley that God is not with us. We might shed tears. We might endure broken hearts. We might know unbearable pain. But our hope is that in the midst of all of it, that God is with us and that we are not alone. When enemies persist and threats abound, our shepherd is with us. And so we don't have to fear evil, because God protects us with God's very presence. And even in the darkest of valleys, darkness is not dark at all to God. In the darkness, God's presence overcomes the power of darkness. The darkness may not be changed, but God changes us in God's presence. Our good shepherd is also our great lamb, who with his outstretched hands was slain on the cross. Jesus knows what it is to walk through a dark valley himself and to endure indescribable pain and suffering. And because he knows what it is to be human and to walk through the darkest of valleys, he is with us, protecting us, providing for us, giving us his very presence. Brothers and sisters, this beloved psalm teaches us that in his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus restores our souls. He leads us in paths of righteousness. He accompanies us through danger and dark valleys. And he spreads his holy supper before us in the presence of sin and death, which he has conquered and defeated through his death and resurrection. None of us know what the future holds, and none of us is promised another day. But we do know that God holds us firmly and tenderly and gently in God's love and care, and that all the days of our life, God's love pursues us, that God's love and care will always, always encompass us. This is a beloved psalm for so many, and because it's familiar, it can be easy to skip over. But I encourage you to spend some time in the 23rd Psalm. Read it and let it become written upon your hearts. Memorize it so that as you are in dark times and traveling through dangerous valleys, that these words can be brought to your mind and your hearts so that they can be a balm for your anxious and weary souls. I'd like to close by reading this 23rd Psalm in the King James Version, because even if we don't have a King James Bible, I think we all know this psalm in that version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.